Unit 3, All That Jazz, page 59.
The History of Jazz, 1700s to 1800s. Thousands of men, women, and children came from West Africa to work as slaves in cotton fields in America. They had a very hard life. As they worked, the slaves sang spirituals. The words of these songs were from stories in the Bible about hope and freedom. 1850 to 1910. Thousands of Europeans went to the USA. They hoped for a better life. In New Orleans, African American slaves became free in 1865, and a new kind of music was born, jazz. Jazz was a combination of African and European music. Both the blues and spirituals had an influence on jazz. 1920s. African Americans moved to big cities in the North, like Chicago and New York City, looking for a better life. They took their music with them. Young people danced to loud jazz music in clubs. This is sometimes called the Jazz Age. 1930s to 1940s. The 1930s were the hard years of the Great Depression. People didn't have any money to go to clubs. They listened to big bands play jazz on the radio. This happy music reminded people of a better time. 1960s to 1970s. African themes became popular in jazz. African American musicians began to perform with younger white musicians and created a new musical style. Together, they brought this new style of music to a new audience. 1987 to today. In 1987, the U.S. Congress passed a resolution that says jazz is a rare and valuable national treasure. Today, there are many styles of jazz. There are jazz festivals all over the world, like the Red Sea Jazz Festival in Eilat every summer.